the time of prayer. The fourth preliminary action, the time of prayer. It is recommended to perform one's prayer at the beginning of its time. The closer to the beginning of the time, the better, unless it is a case where it is better to wait, for example, waiting to pray in congregation. Of course, it is obligatory for us to postpone a prayer that has a lot of time remaining if an urgent duty is incumbent upon us, for example, paying back a loan, making a masjid tahir, learning the rulings of prayer, etc. A white light starts to move from east, close to the beginning of the morning prayer. This is called the false dawn. The prayer time starts when the light spreads out, which is called the true dawn, Fajr al-Sadiq. And the sunrise is the end of the period in which one can perform the morning prayer with the intention of being on time. The exclusive time of Zuhr prayer is at midday, when the shadow of an object starts to lengthen after it had reached its smallest extent. After the time that is taken to perform a 4-rakat prayer, the shared time of the Zuhr and Asr prayer starts. Of course, these two prayers must be performed in order. Sunset is the end of time for Asr prayer. Suppose one has not performed his Zuhr prayer and there is not enough time to pray 4 rakats before sunset. Here, they must perform their Asr prayer and make up his Zuhr prayer later. According to some of the Marja Taqleed, the end of the Asr time is when the call of the Adham for Maghrib is being performed, not the sunset. A red light is found in the eastern sky after the sun sets. This light disappears in around 15 to 30 minutes. Most of the Marja Taqleed say that the exclusive time for Maghrib is when this light disappears. When the time it takes to pray 3 rakats passes, the shared time of Maghrib and Isha prayers begins. These two prayers must be observed in the same order. Midnight is the end of the Isha prayer time. Midnight is about 11 hours and 15 minutes after the midday. According to the verdicts of some of the Marja Taqleed, one must perform the Maghrib and Isha prayers before the morning time begins, if they haven't performed them before midnight and without the intention of performing them on time or as a defaulted prayer.